I do want to share a story that's happened to me personally. What had happened is that I was out running errands on Monday. It's Monday? Yeah, Monday. And I was sitting at the bus stop with a person who, mind you, identified themselves as a hillbilly. When somebody identifies themselves as a hillbilly, you gotta know, you know it's true. We were sitting there talking away. And all of a sudden, a person who I am led to believe be a person of the Jewish faith. I only say that because they had a yarmulke on their head, the traditional head piece of the Jewish folk. He sat down at the bus stop and said that we are the most hated people right now. And the Jewish and the hillbilly turned to this person and said, "Well, I don't hate you." And I interject and say that, "Well, I don't hate you either. It's an 80-20 rule, and this is what this is. This is definitely an 80-20 rule where 80% of the population is good, 20% are bad, but that 20% gets 80% of the media coverage, and the good people only get 20% of the media coverage, which is true in this case. It is very true in this case, and I just want to highlight how important that is as well. Now, it is devastating, and here at GLS, our hearts go out to those who have been affected by this tragic shooting in Paris. But yeah, I remember sitting here, and I've covered attacks like this before. I've covered the Sydney siege. I've covered the Boston bombings, and I've cut now covering the Paris attacks. It's just something that is fascinating of note as well. Just a little bit of political analysis there. It's these mass shootings are happening more often, and the Western world, we're sitting on our bums doing nothing. Doing nothing. Well, not anymore, but prior to these attacks, doing nothing. Or not enough, depending on how you perceive the world. These are 20% of people who are causing 80% of the bad. The media coverage is 80% bad. And I'm not saying that that is factually accurate, but 20% of the people are doing bad in the sense of the religion itself. If we're going just at religion, look back to the numerous numbers of broadcasts and attacks that I've had to deal with in the past. It is sickening. It is awful. It is bad for humanity. In a time where we have to be one human race, apparently. Now, you may identify as whatever you want to be. But let's just look at human race on a basic instinct level for one goddamn second and put behind us some of the ridiculous labels or whatever we put on society. Let's strip society back to one earth. If we are one earth that wants to live in peace and harmony, which is what religion teaches us, by the way. We should endeavor to do that. We shouldn't endeavor to scream hate out from the windows. regardless of these attacks or not, it's just sad that an attack like this, the attack like Sydney Sage, and I said that back then, and I could have sworn I said this back when I covered the Boston bombings the day it happened, the Sydney Siege the day it happened, the Paris attacks the week it happened, that we all have to come together as one and mitigate this behavior. These people want war. I'm not denying that fact. But when the peace of humanity is to not have war, we're allowing this to happen by default. If we're encouraging this behavior, we are allowing war, which goes against nature and what nature intended as well. We must admit that. Otherwise, we're just living in some sort of fantasy land.